Inside the bar, it was dark and sticky and smelled of yeast and cigarette smoke. To the front were two pane windows on either side of a heavy insulated wooden door, thick with 100 layers of finish, grease, and weather, with a great big dirty brass handle. The walls were covered with framed photographs of the past 50 years, long before the bar was Boyd's. Bird hunters in camouflage and neon orange stooped in the brown grass beside their liver-colored bird dogs. Football players in shining helmets from the days before Lyons' schools were closed. Soldiers, rodeo queens, parade floats, 4-H winners with their blue-ribboned hogs and gooseberry preserves. A ratty old wooden sign. Boyd only kept it up because it was funny, he said, painted with the words, "No dogs and no Indians." Above the bar, the skin from a 3-foot-long rattler that they said someone had killed with his bare hands had been glued to poster board and framed, but it was crumbling behind the glass. The floor was poured concrete, and the walls were painted red, white, blue, and gold. Beer colors, Boyd had said. The man from the highway went up to the bar and ordered one. It was Boyd himself, turned outward on his stool and stroking his thick silver mustache, who pointed at the coveralls when the stranger sat down at the bar that night. He'd been in the middle of a joke about taxes, immigrants, and an old Mexican woman. Harmless given the company, he kidded. Everyone was white in Lyons, except Chuck Garcia, whom he liked to call Carlos, but whose name was Chuck. Not Charles, not Carlos. And Chuck wasn't even in the house at the time. He nodded at the coveralls on the odd-looking stranger.
"Case in point," Boyd said. "Those are walkers."
Any mustard-colored, pinhole-burned and fastidiously patched coveralls in the county were John's or Gordon's. May had already closed up the diner across the street and was helping out behind the bar, mostly, as usual, to keep an eye on how much Boyd took down himself. So it was she who handed the man the drink he'd asked for before she walked out to the tables to gather empties. The man ignored Boyd's comment and drank.